Turn with me to Luke 23. We'll read verse 34. I have, as usual, started something that I thought was little that ended up being bigger than I thought. I have looked at being like Jesus. Looked at praying like Jesus, living like Jesus, loving like Jesus, speaking like Jesus, believing like Jesus, giving like Jesus. And I didn't realize it was going to develop, and I've got a couple of more, don't know what I'll do with them. But I want to look at forgiving like Jesus. I promise you this will probably be the most difficult. Verse 34. No better example of Jesus' life, of him forgiving, even though he's praying to the Father and asking the Father to forgive, he certainly is revealing his own forgiveness in this verse, in this request. Verse 34, then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. That's an astounding verse. It is in many ways. It is in our theme this evening. For he has been arrested. He's been abused. He's been assaulted. He's been accused wrongly. Now he, if you will, is being assassinated, even though he gave his life. And he didn't deserve a bit of it. I'm saying he was innocent of it all. He only did good, and they only did bad to him. And in the midst of his mistreatment, right in the middle of it, not later on after he had some time to think about it and finally get over the hard feelings and hurt feelings, but right in the midst of it, he asked the Father to do what he was doing, forgive them. And then him knowing, we don't know how people are going to react when we do to them, have no idea, but he knew how they were going to react. And after he prayed this prayer, they started casting lots for his garments. Unconcerned, hard. And yet he was still willing to forgive. That word forgive means to leave it behind, let alone let it go. It has the idea of accepting the hurt of someone else's wrong. Of accepting the hurt of someone else's wrong. It has the idea of bearing the penalty of another's sin. I hope, are wanting to mature, grow up in the Lord, become more spiritual. And if there's anything we need to grow up in and become more mature in, it's this thing of knowing how and being willing to forgive. It shows our maturity when we're willing to forgive. When we say in our heart, there's no room in my heart for those feelings, those memories, that hatred, that anger. When we're willing to ask God to give us grace to forgive, I say this, I've talked about being like Jesus, praying, living, loving, speaking, believing, giving, and we could mention many more. But we are never more like Jesus, never more like God than when we forgive. For it is a predominant characteristic of our Father and of the Lord. I say this evening, there's nothing wrong with the golden rule. It's still a good rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Just because the Waltons died doesn't mean that rule died. It's still in the Word of God, taught in the Word. And if they have hurt me and I attack back, it not only hurts them, to be honest, probably doesn't. They probably don't care. But if I attack back, it hurts me more than anybody. That festering, that putrefied, that anger, that hatred, that desire for revenge that grows in our heart, it festers. And it hurts us. And if they care at all, it will hurt them. But I say more than hurting me or hurting them, it hurts God. It grieves Him when we do not forgive. Here's my fault for this evening, being like Jesus, forgiving like Jesus. But here's my second title, The Hurt Stops Here. The hurt stops here. They may have hurt me, but with the Lord's grace, I will not hurt them back. The hurt stops here. Could I mention? He says, Father, forgive them. I see in that the reality of forgiveness. If the Lord had to deal with being wronged, surely we will. It is a reality. People are going to wrong you. You will be wrong. People will mistreat you and say bad things about you and misspeak sometimes and sometimes on purpose. But we got to learn to deal with it. The reality of forgiveness. You cannot avoid being hurt entirely. It's going to happen. If anybody would have avoided it, Jesus would. If living right and treating people right would avoid being wrong, Jesus surely would have been successful in it. But He was good to everybody and loved everybody. And what He said that was abrupt to people was to help them, and they turned against Him. So this thing of forgiveness, the need of forgiveness, is a reality, and therefore we need to learn how. If we are so critical or so judgmental or so hard or so sensitive that we're easily offended, we're going to be unhappy in this life, I promise you. The reality of forgiveness is going to happen. Could I just stick it in right here? Don't know if it fits yet, but I'll say it. Do you want people to forgive you? Boy, I do. I talked to Teresa after the service Friday night. I just say things and I think, man, that sure did sound mean. I was looking at her and asking her if she wanted to sing. And I couldn't tell. She's wiggling her head all over all kinds of different ways. And I said, is that a yes or a no? And I thought, man, that sounded mean. So I apologized to her. I don't know if it offended her. She said it didn't. But I thought, man, I sure did. If it did offend her, I wanted her to forgive me. There's been a whole lot of times I've had to confess to people and ask them to forgive me. And I sure did want them to. And if I want them to forgive me, I ought to be willing to forgive others. The reality of forgiveness, could I mention here, it says, forgive them for they know not what they do. He said, I want you to forgive them, and here's why. They don't really realize what they're doing. What they're doing is wrong and vile and wicked. And He did not excuse their wrong, but He was willing to forgive their wrong. So could I say, not only the reality of forgiveness, but the reason of forgiveness. He said, here's why I want you to forgive them. They don't realize what they're doing. He looked at those people, and He saw not only what they were doing, but He saw why they were doing it. And sometimes when we understand why, it'll at least soften the blow. That person may have had a bad day. Does not excuse them in doing what they do or what they did. But it may have been a bad time and a bad day, and that's why they did what they did. Now, I'm talking about the reason of forgiveness. We need to realize why they did what they did or why they do what they did and do. And but listen, it doesn't excuse it, but it does explain it. And it helps us if we're willing to forgive them. I understand, for I have had bad days. Things have caught me off guard, and I said or did the wrong thing. The reason of forgiveness. You see, we all have flesh. We all have our issues. We all have our bad days. If you will, we all are different. And by the way, just because you're different than me doesn't mean you're wrong. Now, most of the time it does, but not all the time. We are different, and since we're different, there's that potential of conflict. There's a reason. We need to examine not only what they did or what they said, but why. And sometimes when we see why, it softens the blow. And we begin to understand, and it's easier to forgive. It does not make it right what they did, if they did wrong, but it helps us to understand. Hey, usually, listen, hurting people are those who hurt people. Those who go around hurting people are usually hurting themselves. They have battles, they have burdens, their heart is breaking. And there's just almost a tendency, it's almost a natural thing to go around hurting people. It does not excuse it, but it does explain it. Now I want to say this evening, we need to make sure that we're not so critical. Not so hard to where we won't at least try to understand maybe why they did what they did. It's critical for us to realize we all are broken. And broken things do dumb things. I have worked on computers at times. Honestly, if it had been mine, I'd have thrown the thing in the woods. Because it was busted or broken, and it was not being easily fixed. But I kept messing and kept messing and kept messing and got it fixed. And I thought, sometimes these people who have hurt us are like that broken computer. You just have to understand. You have to be patient. You have to wait on the Lord. You have to trust Him. There's a reason for why they did what they did. Now, it may just be because they hate you. Might be. It may just be because they're mean. It may be. But we still need to realize, I need to forgive no matter what. Wouldn't it be a blessing to be an aid to help fix somebody who is broken? Now, our tendency is to want to make them hurt like they hurt us. The desire and the temptation for revenge. We think if somebody doesn't make them pay, they'll get away with it. Oh, no. There's somebody bigger than you that can take care of it. I mentioned first the reality of forgiveness. I mentioned secondly the reason of forgiveness. I think I mentioned three. Hey, listen, I thought about this. He prayed to the Father and said, Father, forgive them. And you know what the Father did? I don't have time to explain this because it was for the Father himself. But there were, I'll put it like this since it fits my message. The Father did forgive people who had done wrong. I'm one of them. And so are you if you're saved. So when I thought about this, what wonderful results there are when you forgive people. Not only the reality of forgiveness and the reason of forgiveness, but the results of forgiveness. First, it pleases the Father when we forgive others. You want to make Him happy? Forgive people when they wrong you. Don't be so critical. Don't be so sensitive. Don't be so easily offended or hurt. And forgive people when they do. It pleases the Father. I say the results of the forgiveness, it pleases Him, but it'll help you to turn loose. I say the word means leave it behind. Get that thought off your mind. Get that revenge desire out of your heart. And there are times really the person who hurts you is really hurting because of what they did. And they'd love for you to forgive them. But whether it's hurting them or not shouldn't matter. We ought to forgive them anyway. Hey, forgiveness, the results of forgiveness, it pleases my Father and it helps me. I can get rid of that old critical hardness, that anger, that revenge, that bitterness, that attitude. But it'll also help them, the guilty party. Hey, that's what we don't want. But wouldn't it be good to be part of what helps them to get fixed spiritually? And it pleases and it helps other people. Because listen, if I'm angry, if I'm bitter, I carry that around with me. And you come in feeling chipper, an old grouchy Rick shows up, and your chipperness just goes right out the window. I carry that around with me. And I cannot be to you what I need to be when I'm carrying that grudge, that anger's inside. I carry it with me. I have a real good friend. He's in heaven now. I want to tell you one thing. He spent his last years mad. He spent his last years unhappy. And I'd go and talk to him, and he made me unhappy. And he made his family unhappy. Everybody got around him. He got that anger and that bitterness because he had been wronged, and he had been. But he wouldn't let it go. And it didn't just affect him. It affected those that cared for him. So I say, listen, the results of forgiveness, you release all that stuff. So I've gotten to my message. First, what do? Realize you're going to get hurt. I talked to a man named Dale yesterday that was lost. And I told him about the church and talking about the gospel and about salvation. One of the things I mentioned was about our church and gave him the name and gave him a card. And I said, we're just country folks. There's not a whole lot of us. But I tell you one thing, we love each other and nobody's mad at each other as far as I know. And I said this, for Baptists, that's pretty good nowadays. And he sort of chuckled. He didn't really understand so much how true that is, but we Baptists have a reputation not getting along. So we need to realize at least there's a potential of me getting hurt. There's a good chance somebody's going to do me wrong. Somebody's going to do something that disrupts me the wrong way. Realize it probably is going to happen. And we can get mad and we can get wounded and we can desire revenge. But it's only going to make it worse. Realize you're going to get hurt. Number one, realize. Number two, remember. Remember when you needed forgiveness. Remember when you did the wrong thing or said the wrong thing or didn't do the right thing. Remember when God forgave you. Hey, He's holy, never done anything wrong. And I'm so unholy and do a lot wrong. And yet He who is holy forgave me who is unholy. And if He did that, I surely ought to forgive y'all or somebody else. Somebody who wrongs me. Remember, you needed forgiveness and God forgave you when you did something dumb or said something dumb. And He forgave me. I sure have hurt Him a lot of times, I know that. When I'm going to Him, He's forgiven me every time. I never even had to convince Him. He just forgave me because He forgives. I'm talking about being like Jesus. And Jesus forgives. And He forgives quickly and completely. And I'm glad He does that. If I'm to be like Him, I'm to do that. I'm talking about what to do, how to forgive. Realize, remember, release. The word forgiveness means to leave or to release. All that bitterness, all that anger, all that bottled up, it's inside. Look here. Let it go. Oh, it looks so easy. I let go of that thing so easy. And it's not near that easy, but I'll tell you one thing, you got to do it. Release it. Let it go. We're not letting it go to fall on the floor. We're letting it go to fall into the Lord's hands. Release it. Relieve it. Let it go. Leave it behind. Romans 12:17 says, recommends to no man evil for evil. You did me wrong, I'm going to get you. Evil for evil, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. Yeah, run on back to the Old Testament if you want to. I sure do like grace. And we need a release. You see, letting it go like I did those Kleenex, it's not me forgetting. It doesn't mean you have to forget it. It means, listen to me, you have to not remember it. You cannot forget, unless you like me. God's not going to come in and wipe the memory out and take it away like, what do you mean? What did they do to me? I don't remember they did anything. Forgiveness in the Bible is not forgetting that we don't remember it at all, but it means I treat them like I forgot. I release it that significantly. I have let it go to where I'm going to act like and treat them and not being hypocritical, being a Christian. I'm going to let it go. I'm going to release it. I'm going to treat them like they never did it. That's forgiveness. And by the way, that's how God does. It means to release, to let go, to turn it over to the Lord, to act as though it never happened. Luke 16:4, Jesus said, and if he trespassed against you 7 times a day and 7 times in a day turn again to you and say, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. Same thing 7 times a day. And he says, forgive him. He went on even further with Peter and he said, 7 times 70. And we know that means without number, but let's just put the numbers to it. 490 times a day. And they do you wrong and come back and say, will you forgive me? Jesus said, forgive them. Release it, let it go. And at the end of that conversation, you know what the disciples said? I don't blame them. When Jesus said, release it, let it go, forgive them, here's what they said. Increase our faith. Oh, my, that's a big one, Lord. You're going to have to teach us how to do that. You're going to have to help us learn how to trust you, increase our faith. You know why? Because forgiveness, listen to me, is an act of faith. It's just like giving. It's just like witnessing. It's just like living right. It's just like serving God. It all is to be an act of faith, and we forgive by an act of faith. If you're waiting for you to feel like it, it may take a while. But by faith, let it go. Release it. I turn loose of it, Lord. I get in your hands. I'm not going to try and get even. I'm not going to hold them accountable. I'm going to release it. By faith, I give it up. And that's what releasing that bad feeling, that bad thought, that bad memory, releasing it means. We don't wait until it makes sense, until we feel like it. We probably won't ever get to that place. But listen, forgiveness is a command. And just like all commands, we obey. Sometimes you don't really want to, but you know, hey, doing the Lord's command is right. And a whole lot of times I did the right thing because he told me to, not because I wanted to. Forgiveness is the same way. That's why God said to forgive. We're to do it trusting him. We're relying. We're not just letting it go. I said it already. Dropping on the floor. We're dropping it into his hands. We're saying, here, Lord, it's yours. That deed, that problem that they did, my harsh feelings, my hurt feelings, my broken heart, Lord, I'm giving it to you. It is no longer mine. It is yours by faith. That's forgiveness. Giving it to the Lord and trusting him. I said realize, remember, release, and then lastly, rely. Lord, I'm trusting you. Now, I have battled with this. And I have struggled with this, and I have been hurt, and what they did was wrong, but Lord, I'm trusting you with it. I'm not going to recompense evil for evil. I'm not going to try and get even. I'm not seeking revenge. Lord, it's yours. You do with them what you want to by faith. That's forgiveness. Rely on the Lord. Romans 12:19. Beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. He says, I ain't missed the fact that they did wrong. Now, will you let me handle it? You know what we can do? We can abruptly confront them. And sometimes, to be honest, you do need to confront people. Talk it through. I'm honest. But you better pray about it. And you better go in the right spirit, led of the Lord, filled with the Spirit, or you're going to make things worse. But it says there to give it to me, I will repay. He says, I can handle that a whole lot better than you. What I was going to say, we can go and confront them in anger, and they may say, you know, you're right. I shouldn't have done that. And they may change the way they act towards you, but it's not from the heart. Or you may scare them to where they say, okay, I'll do better. But you hadn't changed their heart. You've just maybe temporarily changed their actions. But when God takes it and He deals with the heart of that person, He doesn't just do some kind of outward change. He doesn't just make them do right outwardly. He changes their heart where He shows them they were wrong, and He shows them their need to change, and He shows them their need to repent, and He shows them their need to confess to the Lord and maybe even to you. But if they never come and confess to you, you're still to forgive. Jesus said we're to treat our enemies good. You may feel like they are your enemy. It means to rely, trust in the Lord, rely on Him completely. Yeah, I know people do wrong, and sometimes their wrong hurts you, but leave it with the Lord. I say it again, Jesus was abused, He was accused, He was attacked, He was arrested, He was assassinated, and He didn't deserve a bit. And then He said, Father, forgive them. When do we want to be like Jesus? I said it before, my friend died unhappy when he didn't have to. One of the greatest men of God I know, to be honest, but there was one thing he couldn't get through, how people had neglected him and hurt him, and he couldn't get through. I say this evening, with the Lord's help, the hurt stops here. I may have been hurt, but I'm not going to pass it on. Stops here. Stops here. I will give it to God. I will turn them over to Him. And not in anger, in sympathy, with a burden, understanding they're human just like me. Forgiveness. You know, tonight you may say, this message doesn't mean a thing to me. Well, hold on. You'll need it for long. It may be the most difficult message you've heard in a long time to apply. I don't know where you're at. I just know the Lord told me to preach it tonight. A lot of those people, we're going to have to spend eternity with. Now, how the Lord's going to fix it, I don't know. But I think He wants us to fix it now if we can. Let's stand together. Heads bowed and eyes closed.